Now, scam emails have plagued email users since, well, before the dawn of Hotmail. And as we find industries around us advancing, well, so too are scams. One of the most recent forms of scam to hit the inbox is one regarding sex extortion or sextortion. On the line with us now, we have Andy Seckham. He's from the Office of the eSafety Commissioner. He's with us on the line to help us navigate through what can be a pretty scary issue. Andy, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Hi, Tess. Pleasure to be here.
So tell me, what exactly is a sextortion email?
Now, the sextortion scam email is an email that many people are receiving, and basically it involves a threat from a scammer. The content of the scammer email, basically the scammer is saying, look, we know that you've been watching some online pornography, and when you've clicked on one of those links, we've actually recorded you watching that online pornography. And we've got a little video of you, and we're going to send that video to all your contacts unless you pay us a couple of $1,000 through a Bitcoin payment. Often there's a deadline. They give you 50 hours to either pay that sum and the images will be deleted, or if you don't pay that sum, they're going to circulate that video. There's often a 2 days to pay kind of title in the subject line. Sometimes people are finding that the email is sent from their own email address. That's just the scammers, just something the scammers are doing. It's called a spoof email. Sometimes people are finding that the scammer actually does have a legitimate password of theirs. So the scammer is basically saying, look, you know, we've hacked into your email as well, and we've got that video. You know, please pay us and we'll go away.
And the fact that sometimes they do genuinely have people's passwords is pretty concerning. Generally, how could that sort of information have been found?
Yeah, that's certainly a detail that rattles people. Basically, what happens, that's just due to online data breaches. So any given person will sign up for a website one day with their address, their email address and a password. But, you know, those sites are breached. Those massive lists of email contacts and passwords end up online, potentially the dark web. Criminals will find those massive lists and they'll use them for these scams. So, yeah, it is unnerving for people. It's scary to see your own password there, and that adds to the legitimacy of the scam. However, you know, two things we want to make really clear is the scammer has no footage. It's not true that they have that. We've seen none of that. And you should never pay. And look, report to eSafety and we can sort of run you through the advice that we provide everyone.
Is there anything else that people should do if they do get an email like this outside of contacting you guys?
Well, look, the basic advice we provide is never give in to the money or any other demands. They're only going to ask for more. You can report your emails to your email service and then delete it. Most email services have a way of reporting spam email just within the inbox. Make sure if the password's involved, secure and change your password for all online accounts associated with that, the password that the scammers included in the email. Make sure things like your antivirus software is installed and up to date. There's also some great general safety tips from the Australian Centre for Cybersecurity. That's www.cyber.gov.au. They have a lot of easy steps about securing your online information and some short videos. Look, you can report the email to ScamWatch if you're so inclined. But look, in any scenario, if you're being blackmailed over your intimate images or, you know, supposed intimate images, report it to eSafety and never pay.
Is there anything people can do to even prevent getting these emails in the first place, or is this just a part of life with the internet?
Well, look, to some degree it is part of life. These scams target, you know, people of all backgrounds, ages, income levels across Australia. And as you said in the intro, look, the scammers are getting smarter. They're taking advantage of new technology and new products and all that sort of thing. But look, we can all take precautions and protect yourself as much as you can. I think one of the main things is just, look, understand that these schemes exist and they're active. People are actively trying to scam, you know, individuals every day. So use as much caution as you can online. Look, use strong passwords. Someone said to me this week in terms of passwords, the longer it is, the stronger it is. That's really what we'd want to put out there. And things like two-factor authentication, that's really important when you have a password for a site like your banking site and you'll get an SMS with an additional code to enter. Again, making sure you've got your antivirus software up to date. And look, generally safe behavior when you're using the web. Be very careful with links that are sent to you in suspicious emails. You know, hover over that link to see maybe where it leads to. It may well not be what it's saying it is. Only down files and applications from websites you trust, like your app stores and, you know, legitimate organizations such as your bank. And in terms of, you know, you want to avoid as many malicious messages as you can. Make sure you've got your spam filter within your email inbox. And don't share your email address online unless you need to. Yeah, that's the basic advice. You know, we want people to be wary because, it is a little bit of a minefield out there online.
Andy, we really appreciate you speaking to us. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure, Tess. Stay dry and see you later.
You too. See ya.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That was Andy Serkham. He's from the Office of the eSafety Commissioner, speaking to us this morning about sextortion email scams.